Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you guys so much for tuning in to NMA, empowering God's beloveds. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. And most of all, I am grateful to God for allowing me to be able to use my voice as a tool to bring glory to his name. Now, this is my third podcast, you guys, and I'm super excited about that. Three podcasts going. I'm so excited to have more and more content coming you guys' way. So look out for that. Also, if you haven't gotten a chance to listen to the last podcast, what are you waiting for? I urge you and encourage you to go ahead and check it out. I love to interact, so you guys can interact with me, send me questions, anything at all. I would love to be able to engage with you guys. So yeah, go check out the last podcast. Let me know what you guys think. If there's a story out there that's similar to mine, you guys would like for me to share it, or advice of any sort, go ahead and send it my way. Now, last time I did say that I was going to go ahead and talk about the women of the Bible and kind of how we can draw wisdom from them. But today I actually want to talk about being on the other side of victory. I know that it's not enough for me just to share my story. I also wanted to be able to come here and tell you guys how you can be on the side of victory despite what's happened to you. The main reason why I shared my story is because I want to encourage everyone. No matter what you've gone through, no matter what you've been in or engaged in, God's hand is mighty enough to pull you out of it. And that was the main reason for sharing my story. In fact, God is able to turn your ashes into beauty. So whatever it is, situation that you think is so messed up, God can make it beautiful. You just have to trust him. Now, I'm going to start off with the Apostle Paul. He said in 2 Corinthians 2:9, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the most about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" I love that scripture because it shows us that it's not what we have to do or can do. It's about what God can do through us. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Whoever you are out there listening to this podcast, you feel hopeless, you feel weak. I once felt that way, but I found that God works perfectly in imperfect situations. You just have to let him. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the podcast and just kind of go on how I came on the other side of victory. And I pray that this will encourage you. I pray that this will speak to you and change a little bit of how we think and how we do things. I know in this day and age, people are very scared to share their stories. I mean, their past or just any type of weakness that they have. Social media shows us that we have to be perfect. I mean, your image has to be perfect, the way you speak, the way you act. But that's not always true, because the same people you find who are so quote unquote perfect have a lot of flaws. And I know everybody's scared of being judged and looked at in a certain way. And I have to admit, I was the same way. I personally did not want to open up about my past. But I said to the Lord, "Lord, if you're going to use my past to at least turn one soul back to you, I will do it." And that's exactly why I'm here telling my story and moving along with it and doing this podcast. And I know I'm not the only one who's gone through a rough time. I know that there are many who actually did commit suicide. I know that there are many who actually are still in sticky situations, and some who have completely lost their way. And my story, it was pretty much just a summary about the times that I felt really influenced my life. But definitely there were some good times. I don't want you guys to feel like, you know, it was just all bad, you know. No, there was definitely some good times in my life too. And I would also love to share those times with you guys one day. Now, how exactly do we get on the other side of victory? I want to start off with John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Understand that the gift of salvation was freely given to us to whoever wants it. And the key word here is that God so loved the world that he gave. This is actually where empowering God's beloveds actually comes from. Because me understanding God's love truly changed my life. And I was so in love with God's love. I could not believe that such a love could choose somebody like me who comes from such great imperfections and still love me. And it's not about what I can do. It's not about what I can offer. It's not about what I have. I mean, God just loves us. And I had to understand and I had to take in the power of God's love. Because God knew that the sacrifice of love is what it would take to redeem us. God truly loves us in ways that we cannot comprehend. I mean, I can testify this. There was so many times that I would hear, God loves you, God loves you, you know. You're blessed, my sister. God loves you. But I never truly believed it. I couldn't see how God could love me when I've messed up most of my life. But when you really get the true revelation of God's love, it really transforms your life. No wonder the word says that greatest of all is to love. Because love has such a great power in it that is able to break us free from whatever we're bound to. So that was the first thing that I had to understand was God's love. The second thing is that there is power in repentance. When Jesus first started his ministry, one of the first things that he spoke out after he was in the wilderness and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights was he spoke about repentance. And just in case you are like me, where you feel like I can't get out of a sin, turn with me to Proverbs 24:16. Say, for though the righteous fall seven times, they shall rise again. Key word here is rise again. Now, when you sin or you fall short of God's glory, you're not meant to stay there. That's the difference. So be quick to repent and get back on track. I love the way Frank and Christina, they came and they preached at our church one time. And Frank really explained that, you know, when you sin, sin is just missing the mark. And when I looked at it that way, I stopped focusing on me trying to get myself right for God. I don't have to get myself right for God. God gets me right for him. So I challenge you to rise again and be quick to repent. Get back on track in the word. Get back on track with God. God spoke repentance for a reason. Because without it, we can't repent of our sins. Because God can't do anything with unrepentance, with a stubborn or an unyielding heart. He can't do anything with that. So I urge you to repent. The third thing was forgiveness. There is also power in forgiveness. You are stronger when you release somebody from an offense. It's not easy to forgive, especially when somebody painfully wrongs you. And if you're like me, after I had went through everything in my life, I had wanted an apology. I wanted my offender to come to me and say, I'm sorry. I wanted to see justice, and I was looking for revenge, really. Then I will tell you, you have missed it. If that's what you're looking for, you've already missed it, because that's not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is allowing God to take control of whatever that situation is. So like, let's say for instance, when I was bullied in school, it doesn't help me to hold on to that bitterness. In fact, I had to let go so God can take full control of that situation and heal my heart. But that comes through forgiveness. Another important thing that you have to know is that when you don't forgive, it actually blocks your own forgiveness. The word says in Matthew 6:15, if you do not forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. So we have to remember, forgiveness is actually powerful because you have to release, out of your own will, you have to release somebody of an offense. You have to release somebody of a transgression. And I know it took me 5 years, I lied to you guys not. It took me 5 years to be able to forgive, to just let go of everything. 5 years. Now imagine that's 5 years of my life that I was holding on to. And in the process, I was bitter. In the process, I was stagnant in my walk with Christ. In the process, I was lost and I was confused. The enemy will use certain things that you're not willing to let go of to keep you in a certain area. So meanwhile, I'm like trying to enjoy life. I can't. because I'm holding on to unforgiveness. Let go of it. Let go of it. God is actually closer to the brokenhearted. It says that in the word, that he's close to the brokenhearted. So when you're in pain and your heart is broken, God is there in that situation. So be encouraged, guys. The last and most important thing is prayer and getting into that word. You have to develop that close relationship with God. It's good to go to church, but I can tell you now it's not enough. It's good to listen to sermons online, but I can tell you now it's not enough. It's good to talk about God, but it's not enough. You have to get in the word. Read exactly what the Bible says. I used to go to church, and I was faithful, guys. I went to church every single Sunday, never missed. But yet, I still felt empty. I still felt like something was missing. And it wasn't until later on, I started to open my Bible in the middle of the week. Now, the way faith works is, think of it like gas. You know, you're in a car, you fill up your tank. Every time on Sunday you go to church, you fill up your tank. But that gas can only get you going, what, maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. By Wednesday there, Thursday, you're running on E. You need to pick up that word so you can replenish yourself. You need to gas up again. Always be filled. I had to learn that the hard way because I blamed other people for my lack of growth. I blamed other people for God not moving in my life. But you have to ask yourself, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want God? How bad do you want that relationship with God to work? How bad do you want it? You have to ask yourself that and then go by that. And if that means waking up early in the morning to read your word, you have to do that. And if that means staying up late to read the word and to encourage yourself in the word, you have to do that. It's so important that we stay in the word. And that is truly when I came to know the perfect peace. The word says that he will keep in perfect peace those who keep their trust in him. Those who keep their focus on him. There was many times that I could have broken down out crying, but I kept my focus on God. I knew the word says that when God says that he will provide for me, I knew he would provide for me. Even though things didn't look like the way they were going was well, but I knew he would provide for me. When I prayed and believed for a husband after my ex-husband, I knew God will provide for me and my fiance is here. So though there was hard times in my life, guys, there was also great times that was brought forth through prayer. And this is when I realized that I was healed. That God had released me and he revealed himself in those times when I was just alone with him. There was times when I would go to church and not feel nothing. And the sermon was great. Music, worship was great. But I would feel nothing. God delights in that time when you spend it with him in secret. He reveals himself so much more in that time. Being in the word will cause you to have a renewed mind. In Romans 12 verse 2, it talks about transforming and renewing your mind. That only comes through reading the word. And one thing that I noticed when I was reading the word is the kind of men and women God used. It gave me so much hope. When you look at the Old Testament or the New Testament, or for example, one of my favorite, Apostle Paul, you see how God took his situation. I mean, he used to kill Christians. God took that and made it into a whole apostle. I mean, God can do that. And this is where I found encouragement, because when I looked at myself and I looked at the word of God, I knew there was no way. There's nobody out there like me. But when I come to know God choosing tax collectors and stuff like that, and I saw myself in that, I was there. And God can use me too. So I pray that from today, your walk with Christ changes for the better. I pray for your healing to come speedily. Remember that you are loved and there is power in repentance and forgiveness. And finally, spend that time with your Father. Spend that time in prayer. Pray about everything and worry about nothing, the word says. And that is exactly what it says. Pray about everything. If I pray, I don't have to worry because my Father in heaven knows. In fact, the word says that he knows what you're about to ask before you even ask him. But have that open relationship with God. You don't have to hide from him. You don't. He knows you. He knows what you're about. He knows what you're going to do before you do it. But how much more is your relationship with God when you're open with Him? When you open up your heart, open up your mind, open up your ears, and open up your eyes to be able to see, hear, and feel His touch. And most importantly, truly yield to His plans, His will, and His direction. And I guarantee that you too will taste and see that the Lord is good. So thank you guys so much once again for tuning in. Check out the last podcast if you didn't get a chance to. And you can also check us out on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and you can check out our website at www.laviniajohnson.com. If you have any questions, you can also submit them on there. And we also have up and coming exciting stuff like interviews and words of encouragement. So this is times when you need a plug-in in the middle of the week. You can go ahead and check out our websites. Now until next time, and don't forget that you are loved.
Thank you for listening to the Anime Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at laviniajohnson.com. This episode of Empowering God's Beloveds was brought to you by...
At New Pod City, we are your neighbors. You know us, and we know you. New Pod City is where you go for all things podcast related.
We're living in a golden age right now. I mean, anybody can just open up a laptop, jack in a mic, just start talking, and before they even realize what's happening, they have a worldwide listening audience.
We advise you on the type of equipment to use, offer training, distribution, monetization, and guidance to ensure you sound amazing.
Don't think you have to sound like anybody else. Don't let people try and shave off everything original about you. Hey, I talk fast, I have a New York accent, but you know what? That'll appeal to somebody.
With three levels to choose from, we got your budget covered. Mayor Frank Sasso and his team have award-winning podcast production skills, which make the New Pod City family a truly unique team, dedicated to art and craft of producing and distributing high-quality audio productions, voiceovers, celebrity impressions, and most of all, podcasts.
You no longer have to go searching for content to listen to. You can sit down and create your own content, your own show. You can create your own show. One of the things my team and I do is sit around and think about the kind of shows we would listen to, and then we just create them.
Visit us today at newpodcity.com or call 609-222-2691 for more information.
Now is the time to stake your claim with a podcast.
New Pod City. There's a new breed of podcaster.